FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The lawyer of the man who pleaded guilty to killing the former Secretary General of the ANC Youth League says the party owes his family an apology. Sentencing proceedings in the murder case of Sindiso Magaka began in the Pietermaritzburg High Court yesterday. Newswatch's Tsinokutle Malinga has been following proceedings.
Sibusiso Ncengwa has admitted to being part of the plot to kill Magaka, who was gunned down in Umzumkulu in 2017. Magaka was allegedly targeted for exposing corruption within the local municipality. Yesterday, Ncengwa's lawyer, Andrew Matlamela, pleaded with the court for a lesser sentence, arguing that his client had shown remorse and disclosed the names of those who ordered the hit. Ncengwa has pointed the now late Umzumkulu mayor as the mastermind behind the 35-year-old's assassination plot. Advocate Matlamela says the party should have acted back then.
They should have sent some delegation from ANC to go to Magaka family to apologize and said, our senior members killed Sindiso Magaka. Nothing from them. All that they're saying now is that this killing has affected the organization.
Ncengwa will be sentenced next week. Tsinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The KZN government has committed to clamp down on double-dealing practices and prioritize the safety of whistleblowers in the fight against corruption. The Public Works Department in the province met with OUTA, Corruption Watch and the Right to Know campaign recently. MEC Martin Mayer explains.
We sat down with them and we said, listen, this is what we've done so far about corruption. We are very happy to open our books to any organization that was corruption. We have nothing to hide. We want you to come in, look at what we're doing and advise us. They were quite complimentary about most of what we're doing. They've offered their help.
In February this year, two public works officials were sacked over a multi-million rand corruption scandal. Moving to the Western Cape, the DA will this morning lay criminal charges against Higher Education Minister Nobuhle Ngqabane for allegedly lying to Parliament. This forms part of the DA's broader call for President Cyril Ramaphosa to act against ANC ministers accused of corruption. It's after Ramaphosa fired DA Deputy Minister Andrew Whitfield. A governance analyst, Harlan Klota, has weighed in on Ramaphosa's move.
He's been a bit slow and it seems that he's inconsistent. Although on the other hand, he says remove that man, but you can still fill it with a DA person. We shouldn't compromise on governance and accountability. If this speeds up openness and transparency, then so be it.
On the international front, a study has found that more than 14 million of the world's most vulnerable people could die because of the Trump administration's dismantling of U.S. foreign aid. The study in the Lancet Journal found that a third of those are small children. It says dozens of world leaders are meeting in Spain this week for a United Nations-led aid effort, the biggest one in a decade. Researchers estimated that USAID funding prevented 91 million deaths in developing countries between 2001 and 2021. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 23 today, Richards Bay 25. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.
And coming up in your sports, Springbok forwards coach Don Heeman has explained the decision to play centre Andre Esterhazen at flank. Man City knocked out of the Club World Cup and wins for Alcaraz and Sabalenka at SW19.